This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The American labor market the past couple of years has been, well, bewildering is one word you might use. Unemployment hit multi-decade highs, now sits at a half-century low. The private sector lost more than 20 million jobs, but by last year had gotten all of them back. Hotels had the lowest occupancy rate since the Great Depression. Now they're full. Airlines de-staffed and then restaffed, which is a wind-up to this. The landscape of what we all do to make our livings has changed a lot. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has this look at the American workplace right now.
The Grinch stole the show at the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis this past December.
Guess who's back?
The crowds were record-breaking, says managing director Kimberly Motes.
Our holiday production of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas had 58,000 people. And from a ticket sales perspective, was our highest grossing show in our history.
But things are not the same as they were.
December of 2019, for example, we had 72 full-time staff. We are currently at 63. So we have not gotten back to pre-pandemic levels.
185,000 people all across the U.S. found new jobs in arts and entertainment in 2022, 8% growth. But the industry as a whole is still 3% below what it was before the pandemic. This story unfolded in one way or another across lots of different industries in 2022. Take mining.
Gold, silver, copper, lithium, cobalt.
Rich Nolan is head of the National Mining Association. Mining and oil and gas extraction gained nearly 50,000 workers last year alone. Its workforce grew 9%. Orders from China are way up.
Demand exploding as they reopen, and the forecast for things like graphite and nickel, you know, growing 40-fold.
But yet again, employment in this sector has not returned to what it was pre-pandemic. In some cases, like mineral mining, we're still just in recovery and will likely get back to pre-pandemic levels very soon.
But on the other hand, there's maybe just some parts of the industries that are just going to have fewer workers moving forward, even if demand has picked back up.
Nick Bunker is head of the hiring lab at Indeed, which is a marketplace sponsor. For example, even though leisure and hospitality employment grew 7% last year, adding more than a million jobs, there are still almost 500,000 fewer people employed in that industry than before the pandemic, and it's not clear they'll fully come back. One of the industries that saw the biggest growth in percentage terms in the entire U.S. economy in 2022 was hotels, where employment grew 10%.
Hotels are hiring, and they're hiring at the highest wages in our history.
Chip Rogers is president of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. There was phenomenal employment growth at hotels, but they're still 260,000 workers short of pre-pandemic times, and the jobs are different.
I think there's a new normal, and it really focuses on food and beverage. Because the business traveler has not returned the way that we experienced it pre-pandemic, the demands for food and beverage inside the hotel have changed dramatically.
Indeed's Nick Bunker says for all their hiring troubles, these industries could have an advantage going into an economic downturn. They're already lean, so layoffs might be less likely.
If they're still trying to catch up to where they were before things slowed down, for the folks they do have, it might be a cushion.
But for all the industries that are rebounding, others are in straight-up decline. Electronics and appliance stores, furniture stores, department stores, they collectively lost more than 80,000 workers last year, and all are roughly 10% below pre-pandemic levels thanks to the shift to buying online. On the other hand, some industries have come out unequivocal winners last year and through the pandemic.
We're hiring like crazy, and we think it's going to keep going.
Matt Vaughn runs the Applied Science and Technology Group at research organization Battelle. The number of workers employed in scientific research and development services grew 21% during the pandemic, more than 6% last year alone.
There's challenges in national security and climate resilience and these transformational opportunities before us in healthcare. And these things require physical sciences.
Between all the industries that lost workers and gained them, the U.S. added 4.8 million non-farm jobs last year. And in the process, the landscape of what we collectively do for work changed.
It's a large-scale restructuring.
Michael Montgomery is Associate Director at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
But the labor market goes through large-scale restructurings all the time. It's just looking back at history, you don't think about them as being a restructuring.
We are in a historic rearranging of the American workforce, and it is not over yet. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.